Welcome to the Rotary Community Heroes of Hope. I'm your host, Judy Zulfikar, and I'm thrilled to be joined by my amazing co-host, Jamie Zinn, District Governor of Rotary District 5330. Together, we will take you on a journey to discover the incredible impact Rotarians have on our community and around the world. Get ready to be inspired by our Rotary Heroes of Hope.
We are back with our next episode, and we are welcoming Lad Seekins to our podcast. Jamie, are you excited about what we're talking about today?
You know, I am excited about it. It is a really a fantastic program. He's the expert, and I think everybody's going to be excited to hear about this.
So, Lad, can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about the Friendship Exchange Program in Rotary?
Okay, I'm Lad Seekins, Rotary Club of San Bernardino, recently joined. I've been a Rotarian for over 40 years, however. I'm really love the Friendship Exchange. To me, it's the high point of my experience in Rotary. It is a Rotary International program. It's self-funded. No money comes from Rotary International or the foundation. The participants fund it, and basically they visit Rotarians in a different part of the world. They're home-hosted, and the local Rotarians introduce them to their Rotary clubs, their service projects, the local sites and activities. And it's a lot of fun, and it's a great international exchange. When we find a district in another part of the world, and so we have an exchange where we host people from their district, and then they host some Rotarians and friends from our district.
Lad, can you tell our listeners out here, when the exchanges are done, what exactly does this group of people do while they're visiting a foreign country? And then conversely, what types of things will you do when foreigners come to visit us here in our district?
Well, each one is a little different. And so, for example, when we were in the Lombardy region of Italy, that's a tremendous area for history and culture. And so that's mainly our activities. We did have Rotary meetings and celebrations so that we got to meet Rotarians from a number of different local clubs in the Milan area and several other nearby cities, Mantua and Brescia. Then contrast that with Rotary Exchange in Brazil. We've done a couple of those, and both of those areas are mainly agricultural and industrial. And so we saw a lot of agriculture and industry, not too much in the way of culture. When we bring them here, I just take them around the district to a few different Rotary clubs and show them some of the wonderful things we have in our district, like the aerial tramway, a wine tasting in Temecula, the local mountains, Joshua Tree National Park, some of the things we like to show off.
So how many are on the team typically when they're coming?
Well, we've had teams as small as four, but I like to have 10 to 12. We've had hosted teams of 10 and 11. They would have been 12, but for one reason or another, some people couldn't get their visas. So the 11 is the largest number we've hosted. Often it's smaller. Like to keep the groups above eight, though.
I think it was such a great experience that we were so honored to have home hosted a couple of the ladies from the Brazilian Friendship Exchange in our home. They stayed with us for, you know, they're really busy, so there's not a lot of time that they're staying at your house, but they have to sleep sometimes, so they, you know, stay for a little sleep and a little breakfast. And it was very interesting how well we got to use Google Translate, because neither of the ladies spoke very much English, but we still managed to communicate quite well.
Yeah, that's another difference. One exchange to another, for example, recently we had an exchange with Sweden, and every single host and every single Rotarian who visited us spoke fluent English. In Brazil, not so much. We had a couple of fluent English speakers, and we had one who was adequate, and the rest of the team was pretty much illiterate in English.
But you still had a great time finding communication.
Oh, yeah. Luckily, one of our hosts was Martha Malara, who speaks Portuguese, so she was with them, with us most of the time when we were going around the district looking at stuff, and she translated. So that helped.
So tell us, Vlad, after you and your team go on this exchange, what is it that you bring back to the district and the people bring back to the district and to our clubs that you learn on these exchanges? Are there specific things that you set out to learn on each of these different exchanges? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we enjoy meeting Rotarians and seeing how they're the same and how they're different from the way we do things here. And it's just you bring back an experience that you get from any sort of travel and meeting new and unexpected things. And it's very broadening. I appreciate it. I enjoy it. And I think everyone else does, too. But also, usually the Rotarians we meet are interested in getting us involved in some of their service projects. And so we've had proposals for partnering with some of their local projects, not necessarily global grants, but they're looking for assistance and financial support. And that's worked out in a couple of occasions. And when we were in Lithuania, Doreen Tate from Murrieta Rotary was able to get her club to help them out with their establishing a salt room in the local hospital. Now, I'm not familiar with what that does, but apparently it's got beneficial health benefits, and they were interested in establishing one, and Murrieta Rotary was able to help them. And a couple of other things along those lines have taken place also.
So why does Rotary have a friendship exchange program?
Understanding cultural similarities and differences internationally, to understand how broad Rotary is and how different it is in different parts of the world, and also how similar it is. And so Rotary is great about international cooperation, and this is one of the programs that features it.
So do you have to be a Rotarian to participate in the Friendship Exchange Program?
Well, we've had spouses, some cases adult children who are not Rotarians, and some cases friends. Generally speaking, I don't think we have sent anyone on a team who is not a Rotarian or related to a Rotarian. But we've hosted teams that had people who were not Rotarians, who were just community members in the local area the Rotarians came from, and they were invited to come along.
So what's the next team that will be going out with you to another country? And do you have one that you're planning on bringing in here to our district?
Yes. Well, in each case, we have a reciprocal exchange. So when we go somewhere, their people come to us. And so right now, we haven't picked the dates yet, but in 2025, we will have two exchanges, one with a Rotary district in they're in central India, just south of New Delhi, just east of Mumbai. And we're looking forward to that. We've also got an exchange with the Rotary District in northern Vermont and New Hampshire, which will be the first exchange we've done within the United States. So I'm looking to see how that works. We tried an exchange with a Canadian district. That didn't work because they couldn't find enough people who were interested in just coming to the U.S. So we had to scrap that one.
Vermont is like a different country than the United States. I mean, than California. So I think that one will work well. Can you break down the costs or the benefits of someone participating in the friendship exchange? What kind of costs would they be expected to incur?
Top cost is international travel. And that's probably more than half of the total cost. Usually the hosting, the lodging is usually provided free of charge in the home of Rotarians in the district you're visiting. And they typically provide breakfasts and dinners, at least most of the dinners. Other than that, your expenses for restaurant meals, admissions to attractions, payment for activities, that's all on the participant. Most, I think, we've ever spent is about $700 for expenses like that.
When you have your lodging complete, you get the to be in the lovely home of another Rotarian, and all you're covering is your flight and other expenses, correct?
Right. Usually, also, I should mention, when we host a team, I rent a van, and they pay for the van. And similarly, most of the exchanges we participated in, we, well, I should say in several of them, it's the same situation where they provide a driver and a van to take us from one city to another, and we have to pay for that. It's usually quite inexpensive in other parts of the world. Costs a little more here.
So can you tell us how you go about finding the individuals to participate on these friendship exchanges?
Well, there's a discussion group on the Rotary International website for Friendship Exchange, and it's a place where people from different districts can find each other. If a district is interested in an exchange, they will post a message saying, we're looking for a district in, say, example, Europe, we would like to have an exchange with. And we have gotten some calls from districts who have communicated with the district governor saying that they're interested in an exchange. And that's how we worked out the exchange in India that's coming up. When Rudy Rustfeldt was attended the International Assembly, he met a district incoming district governor from Russia and decided that the two of them agreed that we ought to have an exchange. So that was several years ago before the current problems, but that was a little different. For example, the district governor had a translator when he was at the International Assembly, but when he came to our district, he did not.
And how would Rotarians in District 5330 find out about friendship exchanges, and how would they be sign up to participate?
Well, I have a list of people who've been interested in the past, and when I get some information, I email it out. Also, when we're ready to announce an exchange, I'll put something in the district newsletter. We don't have dates yet for the two in 2025 yet, however. So as soon as we pin down the dates, I'll have an announcement. One thing that came up as a problem recently with Brazil was that I've always liked two-week exchanges, because if you're going to spend two or three days on an airplane getting there, I just can't see coming back early. So I like two-week exchanges. But we had several people who wanted to go to Brazil who just couldn't spend more than 7 or 8 days. So that one was a short one. But some of us extended it. So typically, the whole team arrives and departs at the same time. But in Brazil, we were dribbling off over a four-day period. Gail and I were the last ones to leave.
I was going to say, you wanted to get a little extra tour time in there.
Yeah.
How many of these friendship exchanges have you been on or led, Lad?
I've led all but one, the one to South Africa. And let's see, there's Brazil twice, Italy, Turkey, Lithuania, Sweden, Russia, India. So this will be our second exchange in India, although a totally different part of the country.
So what's one of the most fascinating things that you have encountered on all these exchanges?
I have to think about that one. Well, of course, in Brazil, we had 8 days of hosting, and then we went to Iguazu Falls, where we were responsible for our own lodging. So we were in a resort hotel. And that was optional, not part of the exchange. But the Rotarians there in the Falls area were with us. And the wonderful thing is Iguazu Falls is one of the wonders of the world. It's the greatest waterfall by volume of water on Earth. And it's really something to experience. So that was great. It's interesting to see cultural features in various countries. They're so different.
True. It is very different. And when you have experiencing a lot of different travel, I think that you can have a greater appreciation, not only for the other cultures, but it certainly adds to the value and understanding of the Rotary Foundation and the projects that they do and, you know, how we can reach out to these different communities, because not everybody is in the same economic situation. And they really need our help. And when you go there and see that firsthand and spend time in a family, you get a whole different feeling than when you go and travel in a hotel. You really get to understand the culture and what their struggles are, and you have a very personal connection.
Well, the Rotarians that host us generally are not struggling.
Well, I understand.
they are very well off.
But you're in the environment where you get to see.
Oh, yes.
You know, what goes on in other parts of the world.
They are trying to help with some very, very serious problems they have in their local areas. In Brazil, mainly it was schools and therapy facilities for children of some developmentally disabled, some physically disabled. That's typically I think we saw four or five of those. It seemed to be a kind of common theme in Brazil where we went.
Well, we're so excited that you brought this topic to us. We look forward to hearing more about the friendship exchanges that are going to come up in 2024-2025. We may have to bring you back and maybe bring someone that has been on one of your friendship exchange trips along for the ride. It is a huge testament of all the different types of programs that Rotary has, whether it's the youth exchange, friendship exchange, peace programs, how we're really reaching out around the world to get a better understanding of those around the world and to connect with them at a deeper level.
So, Lad, is there any one last thing that you would like to leave our listeners with to encourage them to, of course, seek out Rotary? You see the wonderful programs that we offer, including yours, that might pique their interest in becoming a member of Rotary.
Well, I recommend travel of any kind, but this particular type of travel, the friendship exchange, is unique. You get to visit Rotarians in their homes. They host you. They prepare your food. They take you and show you what they're proud of in their cities. And I'd say it's a unique experience. You can't get this type of thing anywhere else.
True. Well, thank you again for joining us today, sharing about the Friendship Exchange. And as Judy said, we'll have to bring you back and bring one of those folks who's gone on one with you. And we'd love to hear about it and get those dates out to us for the 24-25 as soon as you know them.
Okay, I will.
So that wraps up this episode of Heroes of Hope. We are so happy that we have an audience out there listening. We want you to subscribe, share, and tell your friends about the Rotary community Heroes of Hope, because that's how we get the word out about the impact we're having in this world.